Be Happy, 9 Secrets.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Personal Empowerment Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, helping people in 60 different countries. We've been doing it since 2009, and we're continuing on another year. One of the secrets to attracting almost anything you desire is to simply be happy. You know, likes attract likes with the law of attraction. And so if you're happy, you're attracting happy stuff into your life, happy activities, happy people. But if you're down, if you're bummed out, if you're sad, if you're depressed, if you're angry, you're going to tend to attract people and situations and conditions that are very similar. Pardon my voice, just getting over a very, very tough cold. So anyway, here we go. I did attract it, by the way. Okay, setting clear intentions. That's the number one thing that is going to make you happy. When you have a clear destination, a clear goal, you can see it in your mind, you can feel it in your heart. Oh, that makes you real happy. And it literally changes your entire energy field to help you begin attracting whatever it is that you desire. Going right along with that, next is empowering affirmations. Empowering affirmations, not just affirmations of I want this and I want that, but affirmations that are built and based around I am what I desire. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am happy. I am active. I am magnetic. I am in love. You know, those kinds of affirmations are just going to juice you up and make you feel ecstatic and happy and optimistic about your life and where you're going. Well, this is maybe first and foremost, but I put it third on my list, and that is having a mission and purpose. Now, this isn't your intentions. This is a mission and purpose. You know, we're recording this around the first of the year, and this is a wonderful time to sit down and write a personal mission statement. What is your life about? What is your existence about? What do you want it to be about? And write it out, a mission statement that kind of defines who you are and how you live your life. When you have that, and then you set clear intentions along with empowering affirmations, you just completely switch the inner mechanism within yourself, and it's absolutely wonderful. Well, next is physical movement. Every day, there must be physical movement. You have to have physical movement. If you're not moving your body, if you're not exercising, if you're not walking, running, swimming, biking, hiking, whatever it is that you do, your body just, the energy field just slows down. It just kind of drags. And what we call the ganglia in your aura, it just kind of just goes down. It just kind of drops. And you become unhappy. You become kind of depressed or melancholy. So get some physical movement every single day. Next is gratitude. Look at your brain. When you are filled with all the things that you are grateful for, the things that have happened in your past, like we just recently celebrated Christmas. So I kind of relived special Christmases in my mind. And I gave gratitude to the universe for the people that were in my life at the time, for those special moments, those special feelings. You can't be down. You can't be anything but happy when you are filling yourself with gratitude. But then you come to the present moment. What am I grateful for now? You know, all the things that are going on in your life right now. And then take it a step further. What will you be grateful for that is coming into your life? Be grateful for it now. Okay? In other words, get excited now about things that have yet to manifest and give gratitude toward those things. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of a mind thing. But when you're grateful for that new car that you haven't received yet, but you're just grateful for all the features it has, all the safety features, the special leather interior, whatever it is you like. When you get grateful about something you haven't received, you're happy. You're very happy. And you're more likely to receive it. Well, next, writing out your negative feelings and labeling them, giving them a title. But going a step further, I like to write out a negative feeling or a doubt or a fear. I write it out. I give it a title. And then I debate it out loud. It sounds crazy. Maybe it is. But it works. And what it will do is it will completely begin to nullify and dilute that negative feeling, that fear, or that doubt. And that means more happiness. That means you're just feeling better because you don't have these negative fears and apprehensions and doubts floating around in your head. Next, take action. Take action. You know, when you start taking action, even little actions like, you know, I had a friend of mine used to say, when all hell's breaking loose in my life, I clean the house because it's the one thing that I can control. And when I get the house clean, I notice other things start to fall into place. It's not that cleaning your house helps other things fall into place. It's the action. It's the action that you're taking and regaining some leverage and some control in your life.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Find a place where you can help, you know, where you can raise money, where you can donate, where you can give, where you can volunteer. There's nothing that will make you feel happier than helping somebody who is struggling in life. That's why I got into this business. That's why I phased out of the advertising and marketing business and into this business, because the payoff was so much stronger when I was able to help a relationship get back together, when I was able to see a marriage take place, when I was able to see a business get going and get fired up and start earning profits. So help where you can. Touch. You know, you're wired for touch. Your brain, your nervous system is wired for touch. So, you know, be a little bit more touchy. Shake hands with people, pat them on the back. But also, if you are a person that lives alone, perhaps a dog or a cat, something that you can pet. You know, I have a dog, a cat, and a baby, and a wife, but I still have a ball of clay in my office because I spend many hours alone here in my office. And so I'm holding that ball of clay. And that clay has an intention. I've put an intention into that clay. So even though I'm not thinking about it, when I'm rolling that Sculpey or clay in my hand, I'm manifesting, and I'm also getting the tactile sensation that my body needs, my brain needs. And that brings about happiness. It's crazy. You know, when you touch things, you just feel happy. So start by setting some clear intentions, writing a mission statement, some positive affirmations. You're going to make this a happy year. You're going to make your life happy. You're going to achieve everything you desire because you are a co-creator with the universe. You have no boundaries. You have no limits. Okay? You can do this. Have a happy, happy day. because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.